Started. Go ahead and start the recording.
Okay, you're good.
Good afternoon. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is about 3 o'clock on Thursday, March 27th, 2025. This meeting is being held both in person and via Zoom, and the original recording of the meeting will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating in person this afternoon are myself, John Valentine, Commissioner and Commission Chair, and Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner. We have remotely two other commissioners. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and have everybody who is in the room state themselves, and then I'll go to those online. Starting with Deanna Herring.
Deanna Herring, Executive Director.
Shantae Asper, Executive Assistant.
Jennifer Hansen, Senior Director of Property Tax.
Thank you. We'll now go on to online, starting with Commissioner Cragen.
Michael Cragen, Tax Commissioner.
Commissioner Jennifer Freskus.
Josh Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
Alex Jarosiak, Economist.
Thank you. That's all I see online. We'll go to the agenda. The first item on the agenda is the public comment period for individuals or groups who wish to speak to the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters that are not reasonably imminent or pending on appeal to the commission. Anyone want to take advantage of that at this time? Hearing none.
There's other people online.
There are other people on the line. Let's see who else we got on the line.
Michelle Lombardi.
Michelle Lombardi, why don't you go ahead?
Lee Davis.
Lee Davis, why don't you go ahead so we have you on the record?
This is Michelle Lombardi with the Utah Attorney General's Office.
Good afternoon. This is Lee Davis with the Utah Attorney General's Office.
Thank you, Lee, and thank you, Michelle. I moved from the public comment period. Anything on the public comment period? Seeing none, we'll move to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is to approve our meeting minutes from our February 27th, 2025 meeting. And I'll recognize Commissioner Freskus for a motion on this item.
Thank you. I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of February 27th, 2025.
Thank you so much. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Rule passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider the County Board of Equalization request for an extension of time period for a County Board of Equalization to make a decision on an appeal. And I recognize Commissioner Cragen on this item.
Thank you. The commission received a written request from Summit County to extend the time period to make a decision on appeals received by September 15th, 2024, actually September 16th, 2024. They explained that they're unable to process within the 60 days following the board's receipt of the petitions due to the large number of appeals filed in 2024. We had previously granted them an extension through April 30th, 2025. They've asked us to extend that time period to July 31st, 2025. I just will note that we did grant them an extension to the end of July in 2024 for their 2023 Board of Equalization. The division has expressed some concern, though, that extending Board of Equalization's past April 30th is problematic for rate setting. And so we might want to consider whether or not we're going to approve any future requests like this.
Thank you very much for that explanation. Before I go to Commissioner Cragen for a motion, does the division wish to be heard on this issue?
We do not.
I might make an observation. I share the concern that has been expressed by the commission, by the division, that extending the Board of Equalization hearings past April 30th is problematic. This is a discretionary extension, and I will be very, very reticent to vote for an extension next year beyond April 30th, 2026 for Board of Equalization hearings that are being scheduled through September 15th of 2025. So I'm just putting the parties on notice that personally, as the chairman, I'm going to be reticent to extend it beyond that date. I share some of the same concerns of the division, and I think Commissioner Craig expressed some of those concerns as well. Anyone else wish to be heard on this item before I recognize Commissioner Cregan for a motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Cregan.
Thank you. I move to approve the Summit County Board of Equalization's request to extend the time period for making a decision on their appeals that were received by September 16th, 2024. To July 31st, 2025.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cregan.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. The approval is given to Summit County through July 31st, 2025 for the 2024 appeals. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. Is there anything that any of the commissioners desire to report at this time?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Cregan.
I do have an item that I'd like to discuss, but it would require going into closed meeting. I can wait until after the other commissioners and the executive director have reported to make that motion.
Okay, thank you for giving us notice of that. Let's go to the other commissioners for a moment. Is there anything else any of the other commissioners wish to report?
I have nothing.
I have nothing either. Let's go to the executive director's report.
I have nothing.
Yeah, I recognize Commissioner Cregan.
Thank you. I move that the commission go to closed meeting to discuss pending litigation with our counsel. Following that discussion, we will return to the open meeting to take our final action. I don't anticipate action on our discussion, just a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. So at this point in time, I recognize Commissioner Cregan's motion to go to a closed meeting. Is there any debate on the motion? Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor? No, I have to have that on by roll call, don't I? Roll call. Commissioner Cregan.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes. We'll go to a closed meeting. Now, can you set up a link? Or have you already set up a link?
Sorry, set up
a link. We'll actually move from this room to another room to have that meeting with our council.
I was just trying to like sneak in and run.
This recording is still going.
Good. Okay. And I have a form. Okay, we're back in the open meeting after our closed meeting with our legal counsel. Commissioner Cragen, I recognize you.
Thank you. I just report that we completed that the four commissioners completed a discussion of pending litigation with our counsel. We are taking no action because of that discussion, and I'm ready to make a motion to adjourn the public meeting if there's no further business.
Thank you. There is no further business. Motion to adjourn is in order. Those in favor of the motion, go ahead. You have something else?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Okay. Motion to adjourn is in order, and I'll place the motion. Non-debatable. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I hear no opposition. We're adjourned. Thank you so much.